Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. Waiting just a second to get control of my computer. We appear to be having some difficulties, and I'm not able to bring in our guests yet and my lovely co-hostess. So I will just talk for a minute while my computer does whatever my computer's doing, and then I'm going to play the intro for our show tonight because I simply love that music. And that'll give me a chance to get a couple of other things straightened out on the technology here. So bear with us just a minute. And any second now, the computer is going to let me, or Blog Talk Radio is going to let me, something's going to let me get control of the situation here and play the intro music for the show and bring in my co-host and hopefully our ritualists, and we'll get this party started. I think. So, full moon gremlins tonight playing with us. But tonight we are going to be having a full moon ritual and venturing to our temple on the hill in the astral, put more energy into making that place very real for all of us and some place that we can go back to regularly to commune with the goddess. You know, it's one of the things that Robin and I teach is that we do not have enough time or make enough time to spend with the divine. And we teach reconnecting. We need to spend more time communing with the divine. And of course, Robin and I are working on projects to take people into nature and reconnect with the divine through nature, connecting with the elements. So I'm just going to keep talking until this thing gives me control. We'll see what we've got going on here. But folks, y'all just have to bear with me. I can't even seem to get the studio to come up where I can play any of the music or see the guests in the switchboard. I am flying completely blind, and I'm hoping that you guys are hearing me. I'm just trusting that you guys can hear me while I talk, and that way I'm not broadcasting dead air. So, again, Gremlins, Blog Talk Radio. It's always entertaining here at Blog Talk Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network while we figure stuff out. Things just seem to happen sometimes. Connecting. Whether you're praying, meditating, sitting in nature, and we need to have that communion with the divine. And now it seems as if I may be getting some control of the situation here, and I'm going to play our show intro and see about getting everybody else in here. So here we go. Mm-hmm.
welcome to Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. That's right. I am joined tonight, as most nights, by my best friend, my lady, my love, my partner, my wife. Hi, darling. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys doing? How are you doing?
Well, you know, it's been a weird and wonderful kind of weekend. And, you know, traveling yesterday. So now I have got to go find our ritualists and get them a link sent to us. So I'm going to let you talk for just a minute about the full moon, and I will be back with you in just a minute. So you go ahead and talk. I'll be listening, but I'm going to flip a bunch of switches.
Okay. All right. Well, here we are for another full moon. It is the full moon of August, which is sort of approaching the end of summer. And here in the northern hemisphere, I am in the northeastern United States, and whether you are in the whether it's winter where you are or summer where you are, the full moon is always important to celebrate. It is a time to renew your connection with the gods and to see if there's anything that you need. You know, people often forget what it is and why it is we celebrate these full moons. Why do we honor the gods at the full moon? Why do we, you know, look to the god and the goddess for help with things that we may need in our lives at the full moon? And it just seems to be a good way to demarcate the past month. And when the full moon is full, it has an effect, that magnetic pull on the earth. And the bright face that faces the earth is almost as if it's offering its full face to talk to you face to face, the way you want to, you know, face somebody when you speak to them. It seems very beckoning. It's got a magical allure. People have always been fascinated. Every culture, every people who have existed on the planet have had some lore about the full moon, going back to the very first people that lived on this planet who were cognizant to be able to look up and say, that's not here, that's somewhere else, that's interesting. So the moon is a mystery in and of itself. And of course, I'm a child of the 60s, and I watched the moonwalks growing up. And even though we walked on the moon and we went there, it's still a mystery. There are still things about the moon we don't understand and don't know. And so it seems like a great time to connect with those energies, the mysteries, if you will, the intuition, and be outside at night in the full moon where you can see and feel like a part of the night.
No, absolutely. I agree. You know, it is such a mystery looking up at that orb and the face Mm-hmm. You know, and I've realized in my travels that the face looks different at different places on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Different latitudes. You're looking at a slightly different face of the moon, and I have found that to be kind of interesting from my point of view, and seeing that in so many ways from different places. So, you know, you don't get that perspective when you stay all in the same place.
Very true.
You don't get to see that. I can remember growing up seeing the face on the moon and just marveling
mm-hmm.
at this face of, and for a long time I thought, early in my life, I thought of everybody talks about the man in the moon. But
mm-hmm.
I thought it was the goddess looking down at me. Mm-hmm. And seeing that image of the goddess looking down at me and feeling
mm-hmm.
as if I was being watched over and cared for has been a powerful part of my life. And, you know, that feeling, that understanding of the goddess in the lunar energy is something that, have carried with me even as even when I was still, operating as a nice Christian boy. So, it's been interesting to experience that, to have that experience from the past. So, so tonight we are going to celebrate and honor the goddess in our way. And, that temple on the hill that we go to every ritual. And again, that's presuming that I get a few kinks worked out here as I'm trying to get our ritualists in to join us. And we have for many years now taken these treks to the temple on the hill, and the collective energy that we have put into it month after month, year after year, has made this into a place that is very real in the astral, very real and tangible, and we keep giving it energy. We keep going back there. And so, it is very cool that, people have come to us and said that they've attended one of our rituals and that place feels so real.
Mm.
And, that's because it is. Anytime you put that much energy into something in the astral, as above, so below, it becomes very tangible. And so I always enjoy these rituals and our time that we spend up there. And, we talk in so many of the things that we teach and, of course, in our workshops that we're developing now about spending time with the divine, with nature, how spiritual it is just to get out into the woods. And I was talking with someone at work today, and he had been on vacation last week on a camping trip with the Boy Scouts. And I said, "How was your week?" And he said, "That much time in the woods is good for the soul." I was like, "See? That's what I've been trying to tell you." And, it was just interesting that here was someone who comes from a different different expression of faith than we do, had that spiritual experience in the woods. It's part of humanity to find the divine in the woods, in nature, whether it's on a mountaintop, I've sat on mountaintops and listened to the wind whistling past my ears and hearing the voices. And time that I've spent in the woods, time I've spent in the desert. There's places on this planet that are just magical. And you can't not experience the divine in these places. So I find that I really enjoy those times that we get to spend in nature.
Yeah.
And I know that you've got a couple of things that you feel about this as well.
Well, yeah, we've done the scientific research now and actually proven that, you know, trees can sense when we are having stress and the chemicals that we give off in our body when we're stressed out. And they've scientifically proven now, medical science has proven that trees give off this chemical that relaxes us and de-stresses us and makes us feel better. It nurtures us. It behooves the trees to keep those organisms in the planet that exhale carbon dioxide, which is essentially what they need to live, to keep us healthy. You know, there are a lot of theories now going around about, you know, if we get to a point where there are trees are so endangered, do they release other, are they capable of creating viruses or bacteria that can make us sick? It's no coincidence that, and I was just reading this the other day, it's a hypothesis. It's not, you know, fact, but it's no coincidence that a lot of the very serious diseases seem to come out of rainforests or deep forests in Africa, or, you know, these are the places these things start to seem to begin. And is there a reason for that? Is it nature trying to keep the balance? Something to ask yourself. I just found that really interesting this week that happened across that article. Terry?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Conspiracy theorists, of course, would suggest that that's where we do all of our experimenting, isn't it?
Well,
so, you know.
There's your stuff. Sorry.
Well, I don't buy into the conspiracy theories. I don't have my tinfoil hat or anything, so.
I'm disappointed in you.
You know, I tried one. It just didn't look good with my hair color. So now that my beard is a little more silver, I don't know. The tinfoil hat might look better. But, you know.
Perhaps.
We'll have to experiment on that sometime. Uh-huh. But anyway, so our ritualists have made it through the minefield of gremlins and are with us now. Yay! So I think it is time, without further ado, that we bring in Shira and Vega. Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, guys.
Hey. All right. All right. The band is all together.
Yay.
Looks like we're flying without our drummer tonight. So it's just the four of us. But
okay.
We will we'll muddle through. And thanks, guys, for being with us. Thanks for continuing to pursue in the face of all of the entertainment and glitches tonight. So without further ado, I say we get this ritual started.
Agreed.
All right, my lady.
Well, that figures. My phone just lost it. it just completely blipped off the screen.
Hang That's on, all right. Here we go. Our perseverance is being tested tonight.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my.
Let it go.
Our dedication to this ritual.
Now I don't have it.
All right. I will jump in and do your part and my part and get us started, and you can find it while I go on.
No.
No?
Hang on.
We'll talk amongst ourselves while you find it.
Yeah, just one more second.
So.
It's
That's okay. I'm still trying to get in.
Are you still trying to get in?
Yeah.
I can't get into the chat room still, so I don't know what's
okay,
going on.
Okay, so maybe it's not just me.
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble. I don't know if I'm really there or not. I think I'm the only one in there. There's no host.
If you're all alone in there, I've tried to launch the chat room about three times, and it just keeps spinning and saying connected. So,
all righty.
So I surrender. I'm just going to go on with
I've got it. Yay. Okay.
All right. All right, so here we go again.
Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Inhale. And exhale. Release all the tensions of your day. Become present and aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We come together in spirit to celebrate the full moon. As we approach the harvest, the sun shines daily, heating the atmosphere as a prelude to the thunderstorms that cool the evening's heat. Nature's bounty is growing all around us, ripening and coming into its fullness.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling the light of the universe into your head. Feel the blue-white light of the universe as it fills you. Focus and open your third eye chakra and let the energy flow into your head. And now open your throat chakra and your heart chakra. Feel the blue-white light of the universe flowing into you, pushing against your solar plexus, filling you. Now open your solar plexus, your base, and feel the energy as it fills your entire head and torso, resting against your root chakra, pushing against it, filling you. And now open your root. Feel the energy as it flows down into your legs, into your feet and toes. Feel it as it spills out and up into your arms, down into your hands and your fingers. Feel the energy flowing into you, filling you almost to bursting. Raise your hands in front of you, palms outward. Open the palm chakras and see the beams of light. They fly from your hands across the globe, surrounding the planet, connecting everyone that is here tonight listening to my voice. See the web of light as it surrounds and protects this space and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe together here tonight, as we honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm, your body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out towards your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Guardians of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night to celebrate the full moon. As the seasons change, help us to harvest the ideas and inspiration that have blown our way. May your winds inspire us to grow as we set our new intentions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. And welcome.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night to celebrate the full moon. May your flames continue to challenge us to learn and grow as we move forward on our path to broaden our horizons. Reignite our passions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Guardians of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night to celebrate the full moon. May your waves carry us forward on our path, providing us strength and courage and greater understanding of your wisdom as it flows through us. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night of the full moon. May your solid foundation beneath our feet remind us to be thankful and always remain grounded. Bestow upon us your gifts of prosperity and abundance. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
Hail and welcome. Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask you to be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance we receive this night. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
God, King Stag of the Forest, we call upon you tonight in your form as lover and father to be. We bid you to join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals who are also awaiting new life. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to that place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O Father. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and
hail
welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome. O great goddess, we call on you tonight in your form as mother to be. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor you with this full moon in the warmth of the summer. You are the new mother. Full and awaiting the harvest, waiting for that life to issue forth into the world. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and your light. Join us, O Mother. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and
welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Tonight, we've joined together to celebrate the full moon. This is a night to do a spell working or ask a boon. It is time for us to look towards fullness and the bounty of the harvest yet to come. To create a space inside which to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with a kind heart, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the green woods and lushness of the world around us. Whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
We participate in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in her astral temple. Tonight we will again cross that little stone bridge to the temple on the hill where we will commune with the gods and we will feel their love.
Find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Another deep breath and let it out. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Float there for a moment in this place of relaxation and calm. And now you become aware of your new surroundings. You sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. The fountain flows with clear water. In fact, as you look, you realize the water is almost impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. The clearing where you're located is small. The trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet, you're not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a warm breeze as it moves your hair and clothes. Smell the fresh scents of the flowers and the trees around you. You hear the call of birds in the distance and the rustle of life in the trees near you. All is calm. All is welcoming. All is at peace. After a time, you notice a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow it. Feel the warm air. Feel the grass, tall now in this late summer, reaching up and touching your hands as you walk by. Let your hands play across the top of the grass. After a few minutes of walking, you notice a small footbridge made of stone. It arches across this rocky creek of rapidly flowing water. Like the water in the fountain, it seems almost impossibly crisp and clear. Step up onto the bridge. Look down. Watch the way the light plays in the currents on the water. Hear the sounds as it splashes against the rocks. Feel the mist as it sprays up and cools your face. And take a moment now and place all of the burdens, all of the cares of this world, place them on the railing of the stone bridge. You may see them as packages or rocks. Whatever it is that symbolizes burdens and weighty cares, place all of your fears, all of your doubts, all of your resentment, anything that's holding you back and closing you off from the divine, place them all on that rail. You might even notice that there are more packages or rocks than you even realized you were carrying. The goddess knows. And when you're sure that every burden is laid there on the stone railing, push it in. Sweep your arms across all of the burdens, all of the rocks, all of the packages. See them fall into the water. See the water splash around them and sweep them away. The goddess will care for them now. She will deal with them. Some she may give back. Some she'll take care of. Whatever becomes of them, though, know that you are about to enter the goddess's territory free of those burdens and open to her guidance. Pass over the bridge. Follow the path into the woods. Feel the closeness of the goddess and nature. It's almost like a hug as you walk into the forest. Smell the trees, that smell of the forest. Hear the animals rustling around in the trees. Feel the comfort and the ease and the peace. As you continue to walk, you hear seabirds and the sounds of the ocean. As the trees part, you realize that you're standing on a cliff high above the ocean, crashing against its base. Look down. See the rocky shoreline and the churning water. Sense the incredible power and majesty of the goddess. You hear the seabirds calling again and you look up. See them whirl and twist in the air and dive into the waters, only to rise again and soar. Smell the salt and the coolness of the damp sea breeze. Turn and follow the path along the top of the cliff. As you follow it, you begin to feel a sense of homecoming. Follow the path, climb it. Feel the hard stone beneath your feet. Hear the rush and crash of the ocean to your side. And as you round a curve, you see it. The beautiful white column temple standing on the crest. Up against the edge of the shoreline, see it shining in the afternoon sun. It glows like a beacon calling you home. You rush inside and feel the coolness. Feel the calm. Feel the peace. Feel home. After you catch your breath for a moment from the climb and relax, you look around and you see that you're standing in a temple with 9 columns. And atop those columns is a great white dome. In the center of that dome, you see an oculus open to the sky. From the edges of the oculus, 9 silver chains support a cauldron that hangs in the center over a fire. Next to the fire in the cauldron, you see a large white altar. All of this white stone is almost so white and bright that it seems to have a glow of its own. Beside that altar is a large white throne made of the same material. Off to the side, a bench and a table with food and 2 cups. You now become aware of a presence entering the temple. And as you look, you see the goddess approaching. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcome and comfortable. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in the way that is best for you tonight. She approaches and offers you a hug. And in that hug, you feel all the love of the goddess, all the joy of just being held. You feel the love and the healing energy feel you almost bursting. She motions you to a bench, and you sit with her. She places the cup and the refreshments between you. Sit for a time now in companionable silence and enjoy the refreshments. She now asks you if you have a request. What is it that you need to know tonight? Ask her your question. Ask her what you need to know about whatever is burdening you. And then listen. Listen to her guidance. Listen to her tell you what you need to know to help you. Her words, her message may come in simple words, it may come in symbols or just knowing. However the message comes, listen. At length, she uncovers a tray next to her. And on that tray is a gift to assist you in the fulfillment of your talk with the goddess tonight. As you accept the gift, offer her your thanks and your gratitude. Sit now and talk with the goddess. Talk about your plans. Talk about your dreams and hopes. Enjoy your connection. After a time, she rises and takes you by the hand, pulling you up with her. It is time to return to the mortal realm. But you know that your connection with the goddess need not diminish because of your return. You can return here any time. She takes you to the path where you came in, bids you love and farewell until your next visit. You know you can return here as often as you like. There is no separation. You walk back down the path. You feel her watching. You feel her love. Pass back through the forest, back across the bridge. Sit on the bench again by the fountain and think about your experience. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, you feel your body. You feel the room where you're sitting. You're feeling weight. Two, you're getting heavier with the weight of your body. slide back into it. Move your shoulders. Move your back. Move your fingers and toes. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
God, Goddess, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Great Goddess of the Universe, Mother, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
Farewell.
God, King Stag of the Forest, lover of the goddess and father-to-be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
Farewell.
And farewell. Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
And farewell.
Farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
Hail and
farewell.
And farewell. Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon us. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
and farewell.
And farewell. Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts that you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail, and,
hail
farewell.
And farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
hail
farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell. The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Wow. I need the ground. All right. So as is our usual practice, we're going to listen to a short song. Tonight it's going to be a relatively short song. We're running a little bit late in the hour, so Let's take a short break, ground, do what you need to do, and we're going to listen to a song called Bard Song by Jenna Green, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stick around, everybody.
We honor now the Celtic Bard. We offer up our praise. Guardians of our mysteries, keepers of the old ways.
Message from our friends over at International Pagan Radio.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter, too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. Now, back to the show.
We'll move you for Virginia.
Welcome back, everybody. Yep, this is why we kept the Under a Shady Tree music for Tuesday nights when we moved the shows around. So anyway, welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power. You are Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. And tonight also with Shira and Vega. Hi, guys. How we doing?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, good.
All right. So as is usual, we're going to talk about our experiences and share with the listeners maybe something that will validate their experience and help them to know that they were really there with us. So tonight, Shira, we're going to start with you.
Sure. It was kind of strange because in the temple, like the goddess, she kept changing. At one point she was Isis, and another point she was just kind of, I don't know, you couldn't really make it out. And even the gift was kind of in the air and hard to make out. I think it might have been a wand, but I'm not sure. Everything just kind of was rotating through myths. But I know there was a little black kitty that got on my shoulder and left with me, much to the chagrin of the cat on my lap, who's hanging out here and swatting at me. It was just really weird. It was like you were watching something through a dream and it was all misty and you had a hard time making it out.
So what do you think that means? Are you feeling particularly scattered in life right now?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
You know, it might be, or that I just need to, I don't know, look harder or see beyond something, see beyond the stuff that's in front of me, maybe. I'm not quite sure.
Maybe be patient and wait for the answer.
Yeah, it'll reveal itself in time.
Mm-hmm. Because I think we've talked about patience.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that time word before, too. It wasn't a clock this time. So I don't know. It was different, though. But not unsettling. It was kind of, I don't know, warm.
All right. Very interesting. Well, it's definitely something to meditate on, something to think about for the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Vega, what about you?
Well, I feel the goddess was quite stern with me tonight. I was told point blank to stop throwing obstacles up in front of myself and start see if I can work without the obstacles, see how far I get.
Okay, so what do you need to know about this? Well, quit getting in your own way. That's what you need to know?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that is a good message for many of us. You know, one of the things that I talk about, and this is something that came up today, is that in two different situations, separate and distinct, the person that I was interacting with was creating more. They were so hard on themselves that they were holding themselves back. And, you know, it was all about self-doubt. And sometimes it's a willingness to believe that we deserve the good things that come to us because we're so programmed to not stand out, not be good, to be, you know, whatever cards you're dealt. And when we have successes, it's sometimes hard to accept those. So we do sabotage ourselves. So that's an interesting message. And for me, timely that I hear it coming from someone else because I've been watching that very thing today. So thank you.
Yeah, and there's the other thing, too, where you are going blithely along your way and then suddenly realize that, oh, I should not have done it that way. And there's a setback. And
well,
so
those
more
are the
pre-planning,
educational
I think.
Moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I find that some of the best lessons I've learned in life are painful.
Exactly.
That's what makes them lessons.
Yeah, because I don't seem to learn very well from the carrot, but I learn a lot from the stick.
Well, you don't change much from the good things. You change from the other.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we don't change without pain, do we?
No.
I mean, that's human nature. We don't really change until it's painful, and we have to change. So, very interesting. All right, Robin, what about you?
Well, mostly just visiting with the God and Goddess is always very relaxing and restorative. There's always a sense of being loved. And for anybody out there whose parents are no longer, you know, here in this realm, every time you visit with the God and Goddess, it's like visiting with parents. Maybe not your flesh parents of your memory from when you were a child, but ultimately the God and Goddess are the parents to us all. And they take that relationship seriously. And whenever I go and do this, I mean, that's always the thing that I get is, this is your mother and your father, and they're there, and they want the best for you. They want you to be the best you can be. And I think that really was my message tonight, was to just, you know, get it together and be the best me I can be.
Okay. Same thing we tell our little girl. Be the
mm-hmm.
best you can be.
Yep.
Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Be the best you can be.
Yep.
Tonight, I don't know if you guys heard it in my voice, but I really felt the hug and the being held. And tonight I really needed that. And the emotion caught in my throat, and I was very much feeling that. And that was what I came away from the whole thing with, was that feeling of being held. You know, when we're having a tough time with something, when we don't feel well and we just want to be held. And that's what I needed tonight. So that's really all I got out of it. And that's really all I needed tonight, was that feeling of love that you get from a deep, strong hug from someone that loves you. And, you know, we all need that from time to time, and tonight I needed it. And the goddess was there. So, anyway. Yeah, let's move on. I'm getting emotional again. So, thanks, guys, for sharing what you experienced. I mean, four very different feelings. I guess Robin's and I were kind of similar, but it's always good to hear the different perspectives, the different experiences, so that our listeners can also hear that their experience can be unique to them, and to know that, yeah, they're really there. We put a lot of energy over the years, or we have put a lot of energy over the years into building this temple. And it's very real, and it's someplace that we can go in between, you know, in between our regularly scheduled rituals. These should certainly not replace your personal private work. Go visit this temple. It's there for us all to use. Go there anytime you want. So I just wanted to remind everybody that that is the case. Shira, did you have anything you wanted to add tonight?
No. The only thing I kind of felt there just is I'd like to put the temple that's in my mind to paper.
Oh, nice.
So that I can see it. You know, to put it on something or paint it or something as it stands from the descriptions and what I see when I'm traveling there, to make it more concrete, that you see it as a reminder when you're not going there.
Cool. Yeah, I keep threatening to make a model of it. But that's
yeah.
what I do. I build physical things. And I keep thinking about, from time to time, it'll come up in my mind of what medium would I build this in. and what scale, and then I get kind of lost in the details, and then life comes along and swoops me into another current.
Yeah.
But yeah,
see, there's that obstacle I was talking about.
Exactly. You know, I've been thinking for, you know, before we started Spiritual Unity Radio Network, I've been, you know, taking people to this temple on the hill. And I've been thinking about it for years and years. So your reminder may be just the impetus I need to build the model. And maybe I'll photograph it and send it to you. So.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be cool, yeah.
All right, Vega, what did you want to add before we say goodnight?
Not a darn thing. I'm just going to be quiet while I still have a voice.
Okay. All right, very good.
Unfortunately, we're being smoked out because of all the wildfires, and it's impacting things greatly here. Yeah.
I didn't realize they were that far west.
Well, it's traveling. The smoke is actually traveling from the interior, and it's covering the island and has been for almost 2 weeks now. There's advisories out, and it's affecting a lot of people.
Yeah, we've got no hope in sight either. There's a big high-pressure front right over top of us, and it ain't moving, and we're stuck with this stuff.
Wow, I didn't realize the fires were in – I'd heard about the fires up there. I didn't realize they were in B.C. I thought they were in – I can't remember the next province over.
You think in Alberta, maybe? No.
Yeah, I thought they were in.
Yeah. The worst fires in about 80 years, I think. It's huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nature clearing the way.
Yeah.
I hope she leaves something standing.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's some species of pine tree that only sprout in the fires.
Yep.
Yeah, interestingly enough. So, yeah, I think of I think of forest fires kind of like the tower card in tarot. You know, my mind always goes back to tarot when I'm thinking spiritual topic. But, you know, the tower card is clearing the way for new. And nature does that for itself every now and again. So, well, I'm sorry that you guys are having the most smoky attack from it, though. I wish you guys the best. The island's pretty safe, though, right? I mean, you're not likely to get
over. It won't jump over, but we're getting hit with fires up the island as well, with wildfires up the island. And as long as they can keep them contained, you know, we're in forested areas, you get somebody that's not careful, and it's just an extreme fire hazard right now. So.
Oh, wow. Well, we will keep you guys
careful.
In our thoughts.
Yeah.
Keep us updated.
Yeah, we haven't seen any rain in an extra special long time.
Oh, gosh, you could have some of ours. We've had rain almost every day in Pennsylvania all summer long.
Send it on
we'll
over.
Take some.
We'll take it.
We're about to break an old, old record for no rainfall.
Oh, wow.
Something I've never seen, so, yeah.
Oh, well, all the best, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Just keep ourselves hydrated.
Keeping hydrated. Robin, is there anything you wanted to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I want to thank Shira and Vega for joining us and lending their energy in spite of all that's going on over there. Thank you for continuing to be here. And we'll look forward to hanging out with you 2 weeks from tonight as we do our quarterly Dark Moon. And
okay,
Look Within.
Excellent.
So, we'll talk a little bit more about Dark Moon 2 weeks from tonight before we do the ritual. And thanks to all of our listeners for being here, for lending your energies as well, being part of the circle, whether you are live or in the archives. Remember that time is but an illusion. And whenever you hear this, we are here together. So thank you for your energies as well. My lady, would you tell all of these nice people how to get in touch with us?
Sure. You can reach Terry or myself at Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings on Facebook. You can also email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. There's also our individual Facebook pages, and you can get a hold of me at Robin A. McKean on Facebook, and or you can get a hold of Terry at Rev, short for Reverend, Rev Terry Power HP. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's not all revved up. That's Reverend. So, not rev your engines. But anyway, also check out the littlestonebridge.org website. And we've got a blog up there about what is wilderness wellness. And a couple more blogs are due to be posted in the next few days. So stop by, check it out, sign up for the newsletter and continued information coming from us. So if you sign up, there's a couple of pop-ups that will give you a chance to subscribe and join the newsletter. So with all of that said, again, thanks to Shira and Vega. Thanks to my lovely bride and my partner. And thanks to all of our listeners. We are honored that you take time out of your life to be with us. And we love you guys. And with that, we will wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.